Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Offis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Tracy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Tracy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Offis. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tracy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive towards third. Dillard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson bunts in front of the plate. O'Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Tyson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Office for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. There goes Scott. The throw from O'Berry and Scott is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tracy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Berry hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Ron LaFleur pinch runs for Willie Montanez. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from O'Berry and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Spear scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tracy hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Buckner moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Biotner scores. Martin moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Hal Dews now pitching. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. White fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on White. DeJesus moves to third. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Bill Lee. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hutton moves to third. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 3 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tracy strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. Dawson moves to third. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to second for the out. Dawson scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. John Tamargo pinch hits for Elias Sosa. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Tim Raines pinch runs for John Tamargo. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear scores. Raines moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.